Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Welcome back to the Eric Stewart Show. The purple line. What is it? Well, it's not something you draw with a crayon, I can tell you that. It's a train track. It's a walking trail currently, a jogging trail in Bethesda that goes from Bethesda and makes its way over to Silver Spring that has been on the books for a long time to potentially become a light rail system that runs between the two. Essentially, if you're ever on the Red Line, you know that to get from Bethesda to Silver Spring, you have to go all the way into Metro Center and you have to come all the way back out, right? So this line would cut across the county and allow travelers who are in Silver Spring who live in Bethesda not to have to go all the way around, etc. It'll have one or two stops in between so that people that living in the communities in between Silver Spring and Bethesda will be able to hop on this light rail and make their way into Bethesda, which for those people in those communities could be really wonderful, especially if they want to hop on the train to go get a burger, right? They won't have to hop in the car any longer. What happens, though, when I put a house on the market, and by the way, I represent the seller of this house, therefore I'm obligated by law to disclose any known defects in that property. Now, that includes anything in the house, and if there's something wrong with the land that I know of, that's my responsibility as a seller's agent. Right? What happens outside that property is not my responsibility. In fact, it's not a disclosure that I'm required to make if something is potentially going to happen to behind the property. For instance, the purple line may go behind a property that I put up for sale. In fact, I put a home up on Coakland Terrace for $850,000 that backs up to the purple line potential and sold it in less than 2 weeks above list price. Last spring. Well, that was a coup, by the way. It was an absolute coup. We did great with that. I'm very happy for the new owners. They got a fabulous house. And you know what? They didn't care because they did know that the purple line was going to go in. And we had a lot of traffic through. And there were some people who objected to it and some people who didn't. But it's not my job to tell buyers the purple line is going to go in because I represent the seller of the property. Okay? So I put another property on the market that also backs up to the purple line. And it's not my responsibility that the buyer comes in, falls in love with the property. We've had, I would say we had probably 25 groups walk through the property, and people didn't like it for this reason or that reason. Some people didn't like it because that the potential of the purple line would go behind. Well, guess what? Buyer buys the property. They fall in love with it, negotiate the contract, we get it sold, and we're all done last summer. Well, I got a panicked call from the real estate agent, who called me and said, hey, why didn't you tell me? And I said, well, I didn't know you didn't know. But aren't you supposed to tell me? And I said, no, it's not my responsibility to advise you of anything that's going to happen outside the property, whether, you know, if there's going to be an airport going in or whether that's going to be a new metro rail going in or whether, and I'm just giving you this explanation, I didn't say this to the other agent, you know, whether there's going to be a widening of a road or power lines or all these potentials. I mean, for instance, the Purple Line is not funded yet. It's on the books, and it's something that if you read the master plan for Montgomery County, you can see that it's there, right? If you ask around, you can see that it's there. If you Google, what is this place? You can see, okay, here's the potential of what's going to happen. Well, as it turns out, and unfortunately, so the buyer got upset because they got a letter stating that there was, you know, potentially they were going to have to move something that was on some of the property for this potential purple line. And they just at that point found out that this was even going to happen. Now, you can understand the buyer being upset. And frankly, as a buyer, I would be upset. But the buyer signs a document as a part of the contract saying that they have read or waive their right to read the master plan of Montgomery County. That's their option. It's the opportunity for them to read about anything that might be happening nearby. The agent also has the opportunity to read on what's going on. Questions can be asked. And I think the lesson here as a listing agent is I did exactly what I was supposed to do to represent my client. And clearly, it would probably have affected this buyer's willingness to buy the property and therefore affected my ability to sell the property had I told them about it in advance. And that's not my responsibility, legally. Okay? The buyer, on the other hand, the buyer and the buyer agent have the opportunity to do their due diligence and needed to do that and didn't do it. And unfortunately for them, they discovered it after the fact. So, you know, I feel badly that that happened to them, but it's a good lesson to all of us that you need to be careful as a buyer to know not just what's happening with your house and property, but what's going on around it, and be sure that you understand that. I had a home I sold in Silver Spring now 17 years ago. Wheaton, part of Silver Spring. Well, guess what? I showed up at the front door after being called by the son. I walk in and there's the three kids and the mom, and I asked where Antonio was, the name of the guy who used to own the house. And the son says, because the mom can't speak English, well, he's in prison. He killed my mother's lover in the basement of this home. Now, I didn't know what to say to that. And at the time, in 1988, we didn't have buyer agency laws. Excuse me, I said 17 years ago, 27 years ago. So, in fact, as an agent, as a seller's agent, it's not my responsibility to disclose if someone died in a house. You follow? At the time, I did, because I didn't know what the law, we didn't have buyer agency, and frankly, I wanted to make sure that nobody came back after my seller. But now the law changed in 1991. Somebody dies in a house, you as a seller's agent do not have the responsibility, in fact, are prohibited from sharing that information because it's not a defect in the house, right? Or the property itself. It's not material, as we say. Well, in Chevy Chase, Maryland, I had another property where the buyers offered above the list price for the property. This is a $750,000 property. They offered above the list price, but wanted the seller to give them some closing cost credit back. Now, I'll explain this to you. If the list price is increased, let's say from $750 to $770 in price, and the property can appraise for $770 easily, then the buyer actually can get that $20,000 instead of taking it out of their savings account. They can get that $20,000 by financing it. They can finance that $20,000. Well, that was all good, and $20,000 was fine. But after we got through the inspection period, the buyers found about $12,000 worth of fix-it items, including a roof that needed to be replaced, including some other things that they felt needed to get done. Well, actually, the buyer agent requested that we increase the closing cost credit from $20,000 to $32,000. And we advised the agent and said, look, are you sure you can use all of that money? Now, here's what happens. When you as a seller, if you do grant a buyer closing cost credit money as a part of your sale, and frankly, I don't like my clients to give that kind of money. Who does? It's really a bottom line issue for the seller. I like a clean contract, no closing costs, but because they raised the price and it really had very little effect on my seller, I encourage my seller to consider it. The addendum that gives the credit states the following, that if it's up to the buyer to verify they can use all the closing cost credit, and if the lender will prohibit them from using all of it, the seller gets the difference back. The buyer signs that. The agent says to us, oh yeah, this lender will allow up to 6% of the sales price. Well, the day before settlement, I get a panicked phone call from the buyer agent. My client just found out they can't use that other $12,000. They can only use $20,200. What are we going to do about this? I said, well, we've already done what we're going to do about it. The buyer agreed that they would give back what they can't use. Oh, but they're not going to buy the house. I said, well, then they'll be in breach of the contract. But they're not going to buy the house. I said, we've got a deposit. Your buyer made a commitment. They do not need that other $12,000. And I'm sorry, but you had the opportunity. We even warned you to check with the lender. It even states that they understand, and they signed it, saying they understood that they would lose that $12,000. Well, as it turns out, you know, my client said after 3 or 4 days of wrangling back and forth, you know, let's negotiate this. And sure enough, we did. And the seller did get an additional $5,000 out of this transaction because of the mistake that was made by the buyer. It was really a foolish mistake, unfortunately. The seller was somewhat compassionate, really, because frankly, the buyer had an absolute obligation to give them the entire amount. And I've sat at settlement and I've seen that happen over and over and over again in my career. Probably like 2-3 times a year it happens. Usually people just bite the bullet. You can see the nervous looks across the table when the agent's trying to keep the buyer happy and realizes he's really made a mistake. So, okay, I do want to talk about radon and a very high radon level that I had on one of my properties. And one of the challenges that we've had with radon, especially with the new law that's been enacted here in Montgomery County, but it's bleeding out through all of the area, the need to test for radon, to understand what radon is, and you as a seller need to be aware of it. So stay right with me. I'll be right back.